And now for Mother's Day, a special tribute featuring some very grateful NPR folks honoring their moms.
I'm Susan Stamberg, and having such a lovely time thinking about my mother, Anne Rosalind Rosenberg Levitt. She was the glass of fashion, almost until the day she died. She was the kind of lady, a real New York City lady, who, when she moved to Washington, D.C., wore her gloves and stockings even to backyard barbecues. That's the kind of gal she was. So one time I put her on the radio because she was running out of white cotton gloves. So I looked all over for them, and I just couldn't come up with any white cotton gloves. Oh, no, she said. I mean, to her, that was the end of an era.
I feel that I'm not dressed unless I'm wearing gloves. I feel naked.
Well, do you know what happened? The next week, in the mail, 35 pairs for my mother. And I brought them over to her. She wanted all of them. And she was very pleased with her new gloves and with our listeners.
Welcome to Car Talk on National Public Radio with my boys, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. Hello, boys.
Boy, you're getting professional at this.
Hi, Mother.
That is my mother, not his mother. My mother, Elizabeth. What's your middle name?
Maria.
Jones.
Maria?
Maria.
I never knew that. She changes it all the time.
Elizabeth, my father is in the studio. He says you never heard it either.
She's full of surprises, isn't she?
She just made it up. That's where you got it from. She makes up everything.
Don't let me laugh.
My mother, the late, great Melanie Totenberg, had a Gracie Allen streak in her. And the best story that illustrates that is that one day in her office, she was a real estate broker, one of the brokers came in and said, "Excuse me, but I found some car keys in the refrigerator. Do these belong to anybody?" And my mother said, "Oh, those are mine. I put them there with the fish. That way I wouldn't forget the fish for dinner."
Doug said we may get some calls about, he was prepping my mother. We're in the green room. Was it green?
What green room?
And he said, we may get some calls about people asking about mothering. And she said, why would they ask me? I failed.
We'll have more of your calls coming right up. So don't touch that dial, because if you do, the end of your lipstick will fall
Not
off.
Not lipstick. Dipstick.
Dipstick.
My grandmother, Sylvia, who passed away a couple of years ago, was a very eccentric character. She worked in a carnival. She was a fortune teller. She sold wigs at various points in her life. And she was just an utter hoot. She wore fake eyelashes her whole life. And so I sort of think of my mom as like the straight woman in contrast to her mother's zaniness. My mom is Elaine Shapiro, and she loves the outdoors. She, every summer, goes hiking in Oregon, and she loves wildflowers, so she will hike following the wildflowers from the Columbia Gorge, where they bloom early in the spring, all the way up to the top of Mount Hood as the snow melts over the course of the summer. I think there are some people who would get really thrilled about, you know, the huge flowering lilac bushes or the orchids, or my mom is interested in sort of looking underneath the things that are immediately visible to the naked eye and finding the things that other people might not notice.
Hello, greetings from Dakar. This is Ofer Biakwe-Stockton. I am, in fact, from Ghana, and that's where my mother, Grace Annie Abokuma, named Mensah, married Edward Quistarkton, was also born. We called her simply Ma. Mother to five children, four girls, and one boy. We were a typical Ghanaian family, but we lived abroad. And she always remembered those who were far away from family, especially during the festive seasons. For a while, we lived in Rome in Italy, and Ma would gather all the Ghanaians from all over who weren't with family, who weren't going to have a family Christmas dinner, and she'd cook for everyone. So we learned to share. She was a marvelous mother. I mean, I lost her a week after my 20th birthday, but you know, she's always in our minds. She reminds us that humanity is the most important thing. Long live Ma.
My mother's name was Leela Mae Mitchell. My mother grew up on a farm outside of my hometown of Goldsboro, North Carolina, and she really developed into a wonderful, wonderful cook. And she learned from her mother on the farm, and these women never followed a recipe. They just handed down from generation to generation what they knew about cooking. You take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, honey. And she was also a great philosopher. I think one of the best philosophers I've ever met. At times in our lives when, there were four kids, by the way, two boys and two girls, at times when things were rough, she would sit down and talk to us and help us talk it through. But the last thing she would say would be, "Don't worry, honey, everything's going to turn out all right." And it usually did.
NPR's Carl Castle, Susan Stanberg, Car Guys Tom and Ray Maliazzi, Nina Totenberg, Ari Shapiro, and Ophabia Quist Arkton. Our Mother's Day Remembrance was produced by Alice Winkler. And you can go to our website, npr.org, to see if you can match the mom to these NPR personalities. This is NPR's Weekend Edition.
Directed by Nancy Pierce's son, Thomas. Produced by Rosemary Wharton's son, Ned.
Daughter of Gillian Waters, Gemma.
Daughter of Linda Adams, Kimberly.
Shadi Breslow's son, Peter.
Ellie Heinzman's daughter, Elaine.
Cheryl Cunis's son, Jonathan.
And Teresa Sampe's son, Walter Ray Watson.
I'm technical director and Donna Wesser's son, Burke Hunt.
I'm web producer Missy Goh, and I'm the daughter of Sharon Welch.
I'm Dean Bennett's son, Jeffrey, and I edited the show this week.
I'm Betty Jane Byer's daughter, Sarah, and I produced the show today.
I'm senior editor and Mildred Marcano's son, Tony.
I'm supervising senior editor and Avra Miller's daughter, Jenny Bergall.
I'm supervising senior producer and Marion Kelly's daughter, Bridget.
And I'm Lois Hansen's daughter, Leanne.
Happy Mother's Day!